Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Friday. Welcome on in. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 as the Eagles get set for a game on Sunday. Unfortunately, last night we didn't get the outcome we wanted, but that's all right. We persevered. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to let everybody know my soap-making skills are starting to get a lot better, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to figure out that the molds thing. I need to change my molds, though. Because I use the molds that are kind of like, they have a lot of detail.
Okay.
Need to probably stop using
detail?
Them.
Detail? Like,
well,
you
like
got
I have
a
some that they have,
there?
Like, some of them have, like,
a dove?
Like, I was using these molds that were, they're called massage molds.
Okay.
Where, you know, because when you mold the soap, it's like they have the little massage balls at the bottom of that, you know, like, they contour to the soap. Mm-hmm. Got to quit using those because it's kind of hard to get all the soap into the mold part.
I mean, anything you say, I'm going to buy because I've never tried this. All right,
getting
that. You know what? That's all that matters.
It's getting better.
That could be a theme here. We got a lot coming up today on the show, and I mean a lot. Later on, stay tuned. Hugh's holiday stocking. We'll find out what's in there today at 12 o'clock. We will welcome on Paul Jolovitz for the latest round of Jolly versus Gillio, as we're going to debate whether or not the Eagles should allow Saquon to go for the rushing record later this season.
Let's go.
I was wondering when we was going to get that drop.
Oh, it's here. I can't wait. All right, Hugh and A later guests to take same game parlay. And, of course, more backs for Barkley, including Eric Dickerson this morning, the man that holds the record. But, Hugh, you said something about getting better there. And I think it's pretty clear over the course of the last, 2 months, the Eagles have gotten better at a lot of things, right?
Yes.
They are a much better defensive team. They have been better coached. I think Nick Sirianni's done a way better job for the most part in-game than he did the first month of the season. They have gotten better at tackling. They have gotten better at running the football. They've gotten better at blocking. Jalen Hurts has gotten better not turning the football over. Almost everything. But I said almost everything.
Almost.
Because there's one thing. Well, they really haven't gotten better at this one thing. And that is scoring in the first quarter. As we enter this game against the Panthers, the Eagles rank 32nd in the NFL, averaging 1.4 points per game in the first quarter. They have scored 17 total first quarter points the whole year. And the reason I bring this up is because I think this is a good week to do it. The Panthers stink. The Panthers have the worst first quarter defense in the NFL. And let me bring up what I watched last night. So last night, the Lions won the game, right? They held on. They held serve.
Boy, you talk about that quarter. I mean, that coach, man, he got some big ones.
I thought it was the right call, but boy, it was gutsy.
It was a gutsy call,
because
man,
if he's wrong, they may have lost the game there. But so the Lions win last night, right? And I think people are going to point to the end, the Campbell decision, the second half. I actually thought the Packers lost the game in the first 15 minutes. Their first three drives, they got 0 points. And if you're playing the Lions, let's be real. The game's probably going to end.
Possessions. You're talking about possessions.
Yeah, and the game's probably going to end around 30 points, right? So you're going to need to get to 30, 34. And if you give away three possessions to start a game, it's just hard to get over them in the end because they're going to score their 30 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the Eagles, and I fast forward to a title game in Detroit. Can the Eagles beat them? Yeah. The Eagles could do what Green Bay did last night and play for play with them. I believe that. They could beat them. But if they're going to beat him, I think they're going to need to score in the first quarter. Hugh, when this game kicks off on Sunday against the Panthers, this is what's in my mind. Forget just the win. They're going to beat the Panthers. I need a fast start on Sunday, Hugh, because this is the last box they haven't checked. They don't start fast. It's every game, almost 0 points the first quarter. Do you need a fast start?
No, I don't. I don't. I hear what you're saying, though, Joe, because possessions matter. But I think the biggest thing that I've seen from the Eagles is, even though they haven't scored in the first quarter.
Quarter, yeah.
They're starting to execute a lot better. And I think that, you know, we hear a lot of offensive players talk about how in the first half they're getting unscouted looks, a lot of unscouted looks. So they want to try to figure out how they're going to be attacked. But the one thing that I feel that the Eagles do well is they execute well. You know, and I go back to that first play of the first drive last week against Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it had a lot of people pulling their hair out, but to rip off a 15-yard run, first play of the game, you know, That's pretty impressive. So
but then
I feel,
they went to Shipley then they, and then, Covey. Then you,
like, see, that's something that I don't need to see. I understand you have other guys that you want to get involved. I don't really need to see that. I mean, get a ball to your playmakers.
Yep.
But I don't think it is as imperative as it was early in the season.
Well, the games, their defense playing better has made it not as big of a deal, right? I agree with you on that here. Because in the beginning of the year, when their defense wasn't playing well and they were starting slow, it was a bad combination. Now we have the defense, but I just, like, Sunday, I'm not worried about the game at all. I'm not, like, this is the Panthers. I know they've played better, and they look like a more competitive NFL team. But the Eagles come into Sunday a 13.5-point favorite. The game itself, I have zero concerns with. What I have, what I'm watching Sunday is, can we get off to a fast start? It feels like the last box to check. And it's all I thought about last night watching that Packers-Lions game. I keep going back to the Packers played well. They caught up. They took the lead. Blah, blah, blah. They could have won. But they gave away three possessions to start the game. You're giving away three possessions against the best teams. Like the Eagles could see the Lions and Bills to win a Super Bowl, or the Lions and Chiefs. It's hard to win that way. 215-592-9494. This week, Kellen Moore spoke about it. Even though everything is good in Eagles land right now, they recognize they got to fix this. Here's Kellen Moore.
To counter what's happened early in games, have you guys thought about not doing scripted?
We've navigated this thing in a lot of different ways, and so we've talked about it. We'll talk about it again this week as far as just trying to find the best way for us to execute, because L.A. felt like we had a good drive going, ended up short in the red zone this past week, obviously, one first down, then kind of got stalled out. And so, it's a frustrating aspect of our thing, and we'll keep working.
I'm not trying to be cute there, too. I understand most coaches will have scripts, but, like, is there more flexibility perhaps you want to build in so that it does counter what a defense may be showing you contrary to what you were thinking?
It's definitely something that we've had a lot of discussions about it, just different ways that we can attack the defense, play to our strengths, kind of focus on us and then make the adjustments as the game goes that we need to make. And so, obviously it's something that, we've started slow, unfortunately, for too many games. And so it's something we got to do a better job of.
Well, he said it. And I wonder at this point, do they have an answer for it? Because it's the week 14 now, and they've solved a lot of issues. This is the one they haven't been able to fix yet.
And you know what's funny? I feel like this. When I think about the reason why they've gotten off to the slow start, like, I go back to that Baltimore Ravens first play, 12 ripped off 12, 15-yard run from Saquon. Saquon's he's Bo Jackson. Remember on Tecmo Bowl when, Bo Jackson left, Bo Jackson sure. right? That's what Saquon is. And so now they're trying to get other stuff going so that, they can kind of balance it out a little bit. But that's the cheat code right there. The fact that you got that running back, that workhorse back there, that at any given point, he could keep you and get you back in the game. But I hear what you're saying. You want to get more aspects of this offense going in order to have success early and kind of put it away so that we can get, you can go to the refrigerator and grab you a soda or an adult beverage when you want to.
I would like that.
Yeah, but I feel like the way that this team is executing right now, man, that is something that I would like to have fixed. But it doesn't necessarily need to be fixed.
So, we know they've been better later in the game, specifically the fourth quarter. Are they holding stuff back? I mean, that has become a thought now. And Lane Johnson, he talked about that this week. It kind of fell under the radar how Lane spoke about this week, because obviously they're thinking through why this is happening. The players are thinking about it. Here's Lane's perspective on maybe what's going on here.
Talking about the fourth quarter success a little bit there. I asked Nick, so I'm going to ask you, do you guys hold stuff for the fourth quarter when it comes to the running game?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's some plays, at least the first half. I mean, we may bring them out third quarter, but there's a lot of stuff that we don't show in the first half that we might save for the second half. So,
Hugh, where do you come down on that? I mean, I understand that in the idea is sometimes you set a team up, right? You show a look, and then late in the game you have a similar play, similar look, but it's a little different and you get them. I'm okay with that, but if they've got good runs in the fourth quarter and the first quarter's soft, like, why don't they use the good runs early?
I think he kind of simplified that a little bit.
Okay, what do you think?
And I have to go back to an example that I gave earlier in the week. Remember when they were running an RPO, and I forgot what quarter it was. I think it was in the first half, and Jalen handed the ball off to Saquon, and they tackled him immediately. Remember that play? And that I think this was the one Romo was talking about, and then they came back a few plays later.
Yep.
And they showed that action again, and they ran the ball. Jalen ran for like 20 yards or something. What he's saying is this. There are certain looks and certain formations that you run in the first half that you want to see how they're going to try to protect against it. You want to see how they're going to play coverage against it. And a lot of teams, I think, just to give you a little example, I think the reason why, one of the reasons why Vic Fangio is having so much success is because they use multiple schemes to attack offenses so that they don't get a beat on what they're doing. And a lot of teams are creatures of habit. Say, for instance, if you line up in a certain formation and a team will go to zone because that's their coverage for that formation. Zone is that, like, zone is what they run. They might not run a man concept
or
whatever.
It's their bread and butter. Yeah.
So now you know how to attack that zone because you saw how they defended against the formation in the first half. You see what I'm saying? Because you're constantly charting plays. Every play that's ran is charted. The defense that they're in, the play that you called, and how they try to defend it. So now as the game progresses, that's why when you go into halftime, I remember Jim saying, hey, man, they're doing this when we do this, yada, yada, yada. We're going to attack them this way. And that's where you make those adjustments. It's the same thing. It's like, hey, they're not bracketing AJ. Just to give you an example of what I'm saying. Hey, they're not bracketing AJ on this formation. So what we're going to do on this one, we're gonna instead of him running a dig, he's going to run a crosser.
Yep.
And we'll see how they react to that. Like, that's what you do.
And I get that. And look, their fourth quarters and the way they've closed these games have been awesome. So there's probably a method to this madness that Lane and Hugh just explained there. I just need him to start faster.
No, it would be nice.
And I think it's the missing piece of this puzzle. Because the puzzle, we've started to fill in this puzzle, and it looks really darn good. Like, the defense has been excellent. And Jalen has protected the football. And we know how good Saquon is, especially in the second half of games. The last piece of the puzzle to really be a totally complete team is faster starts. 215-592-9494. Do you need to see a fast start on Sunday? Or is it just, hey, whatever the score is at the end, a win is a win. Who cares if they get there? I just go back to last night watching Packers-Lions. Yes, the game was decided in the second half in terms of the back and forth and the final drive and the Lions going for it and all that stuff. I thought the game was decided in the first 15 minutes. When I saw the Packers have three empty possessions, I said to myself, they're not going to win. Like, they've given away too many possessions against a team that scores a lot of points. It's going to be hard for them at the end to win. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down? The Eagles have done a lot really well the last 2 months. One thing they still don't do is score in those first quarters.
It's a sad day today.
Why? It's a football Friday.
Because we have officially lost Hugh Douglas, the former football player. Mm. What I'm hearing right now is settling for mediocrity.
Wow.
If they can't get off to a fast start on offense against the Carolina Panthers.
31st in defense in the first quarter.
It's a joke. Listen. No, honestly. Like, and forget about beating Carolina. They're going to kick Carolina's ass. But, like, for my psyche and for me to feel better about this team, like, it's the last box that I think this team needs to check if I'm going to say, you know what? They're the best team in football. They're going to go all the way.
It's going to be a personal attack.
Well, yeah. Sure is. Because I can't get behind the settling stuff. Like,
it's not settling,
it is,
Kyle.
Settling, Hugh. It's the Panthers. They're 13.5-point favorites. They have the worst defense in the NFL. Give me a touchdown on the first drive.
How about 14-0 after one?
Like, I mean,
and we're having a good time, partying, and Saquon's running for 250. Let's go, Hugh.
Because we could pretend that this is a minor issue and the Eagles have ripped off 8 straight because of it. Whatever.
Boy.
Do you remember 2022 when our special team sucked and everyone was like, oh, well, it shows how great the team is when all we complain about is the special teams. You know what happened in the Super Bowl? They let Kadarius Toney go all the way across the field, flip the game, and it was our fatal flaw that year by the end. I'm also thinking of the Chiefs and 49ers Super Bowl last year when the Niners got off to a slow start offensively. Yeah, I need you to lock in here. I'm spitting truth here. They only put up 10 points on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the beginning of the game. You know what happened? They kept the door open. So, God forbid, if they can't get off to a fast start against Carolina, and this happens in the Super Bowl, you know what I'm going to be in here doing? I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I mean, my God, just do it against Carolina.
I never think it's a smart thing to overlook anybody. And that's what I choose not to do with the Carolina Panthers. They have been playing better. You know, it's one of those things where it's more like a respect thing. And, you know, you look at the tumultuous season that the young quarterback Bryce Young has had. He looked better last week. He threw one touchdown.
He just looked better for about 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah.
And it's one of those things where they're in a position where they probably want to play spoiler. So you want to protect yourself against that. You want to protect yourself against being too cocky. So that's one reason why I think that it's important not to overlook.
Bring the hammer down.
The Carolina Panthers. And another thing, do you feel what's the line right now? 13.5 point
13.5, yeah.
Do you feel comfortable with that?
Well, that we're going to cover or win?
That they're going to cover.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
But they're going to win.
No doubt in my mind that they're going to win. But that's a lot of points to cover. So it's one of those things. I say all that to say this. I don't think you should overlook anybody.
That's fair.
And every game, and I also say every game, you always go into that game trying to correct your flaws from the previous week. Mm-hmm. So that's a given. Is it a necessity?
Oh, yeah.
To go out and score in the first
necessity.
Quarter?
Necessity.
Nah.
Necessity. So. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. One thing to point out, just to kind of wrap this whole thing up, as we've all given our take on, you know, do we need to see a fast start on Sunday? I just pulled up the box score. The Lions have lost one game this year, right? And I think, you know, I know a lot of people have called on this week. It's like, Lions aren't that good, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. You could feel like the Eagles could beat them. But I think we all realize where this is heading. The Eagles are going to have to beat the Lions to get to the Super Bowl. Okay? Like, that's where we're going. Whether it's here, whether it's there, it's probably going to be there. The Lions have lost one game this year. They were trailing at the end of the first quarter in that game when they lost to Tampa Bay in week two. It's very hard to beat that team if you're down early. They have a great running game, and they keep scoring points. So, like, I to beat them, I think you need a lead early. Packers screwed it up last night. Eagles got to get this corrected before we get to late January. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Happy football Friday, man.
Hey, Chris.
Happy
what's
football
up?
Friday.
Hey, I'm sorry. I might have called the wrong radio station. I thought I was calling Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio.
Oh, you did. You
Detroit
did.
Detroit Lion Talk Sports
well,
Radio.
No, well, we're trying to beat the Lions. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, okay. Joe, you. Yeah, okay. Guys, we're going to start fast this week, okay? I got to make sure I get this in here. Guys, this team stinks, all right? They're just a bad team. Hugh, I get you want to tiptoe around because, you know, you're trying to talk to the players because the players listen to you. That's okay. You today, but the rest of us, we're fans. Okay. This team stinks. We're not just going to score on them in the first quarter. We're going to hang two touchdowns on them.
Two of them. You heard me.
14. You heard me. Yeah. I didn't stumble. 14 points we're hanging on them, okay?
That would almost match all the points they've scored in the first quarter all season.
Say 14.
That's right. That's right, Joe, because this week is about sharpening the edge of that blade, all right? You know what? Because here's about how it's going to go down.
Give me music.
Don't jump and undercut me. I got it.
Sunday, the Carolina Kicks are coming into our house. Don't expect us to have manners. Don't expect us to be welcoming. When you come in with a 30th ranked offense against our number one, yes, you, Douglas, the number one defense in the NFL because defense matters, defense dominates, the table is set for a Philadelphia-style thumping. Our defense is going to plant Buck Boy Young in the next flower bed. If they think Chubby will help them, they're sadly mistaken. Vaughn is going to light him up like a Christmas tree. Guantanamo Bay is going to have their wide receivers on lockdown. And Cooper DeGene is on seek and destroy mode, looking for any moving targets to light up and hammer into the ground. Oh, folks, Philadelphia, the legend. Quadzilla will write another chapter in his historic run and put another chapter in the book of the analog of history. The Titans have the worst rush defense in the NFL. We're going to watch Barkley gas him for his second 200-yard gain in the season, and he'll do this before even hitting the fourth quarter. Is that fast enough for you? Soon, you will know him as MVP, Mr. NFL single season rushing king, and the Super Bowl MVP. He will have the greatest triple crown of all time. This is a sharpen your skills game. This is a send a message to warn the rest of the league about who we are. We are Eagles!
That's pretty awesome.
That was a big performance.
That's pretty awesome on a Friday, man. I give it to him on that one.
Even after he had to wait to the back and forth on the music, Chris was ready to go.
Now, do they need that against the Panthers this week?
Do they need to score first?
They need it in the first quarter. Not to win
the game.
All
right, fair enough.
But, I mean, we've tried everything to get this team going in the first quarter. Maybe we need to fire them up a little bit. Kenny in the Northeast wants to know what happened to Hugh Douglas. What's up, Kenny?
Yo, listen. Hugh.
Yes.
My man.
Yes.
My boy. Yo, we let you get away with a lot of stuff. with the defense is a luxury. We let you get away with saying whatever you say because we love you. But yo, bro, you let a man, you don't give a man, you don't say no to him. Ain't no boundaries. You're going to keep going. This the boundary right here. Yo, we got to start
fast, what's
man.
The boundary?
I'm talking to you, bro.
But I mean,
born, I'm keeping it a buck.
No, I feel you, bro.
Tell him, Kenny. This guy's got to figure things out around here.
Wait a minute.
Tell him, Kenny.
If we win the game, if we blow them out, why is it imperative that we score
We got to get this corrected to win the Super Bowl. And this is a get-right spot, Kenny.
Okay. You can also get them off the field in the fourth quarter if they just put this away quickly.
That's right.
Hey, yo, can I say one thing, man? I wish I had that type of persona dude before me just went off with. Like, want to bust through stuff. I'm too laid back, but that's how I be feeling. Man. I feel how dude was earlier.
Yeah,
like,
He gets hype.
He gets the hype man of the year, yo. But listen, Hugh, stop. Come on, man. No now. Now you hear no. You know what? A dude told me this.
What's that?
You know why it's hard to say no?
Why is it hard to say no?
We don't like hearing it. We don't like hearing it. Well, now
philosophy.
You're hearing it.
Yeah, I like that,
no.
Kenny. Kenny, he's...
No!
No, Hugh! Enough. No, Kenny, good phone call. No, Hugh! Enough of this crap.
Enough of what crap, though?
Kyle said it. You're good with first quarter mediocrity. That's what you told us.
Is that what I said?
In so many words.
No.
That's what you told us.
I did not say that.
You're
what
good
I'm saying
with 0-0 after
what
one
I'm saying,
with the Panthers.
What I'm saying is, a lot of times, going into the first half, the plays are scripted. Like, you're not even into your playbook in the first half. You're running, you know, your first 15 plays that are scripted for shock and awe.
Maybe throw those out, like Jeff McClain said.
And a lot of times they are plays that aren't scouted, readily scouted, because you're trying to see how teams react to certain things. Like, I remember going into games, and I remember you would see teams that would do a lot of movement. They would do a lot of stimming because they wanted to see how your secondary was going to react, whether you were man or zone coverage, you know, just by the movement that you're having.
Sure.
And a lot of times there are plays where you might throw it deep. I remember being in a play when we were, I forgot who we were playing, but when Terrell Owens was here, Andy Reid said, hey, we're going deep. And threw the ball down the field, and it was a touchdown. Sometimes you do that for shock and awe. So I'm not as concerned. I know it's a big deal for some people, but for me, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, and I get it, but every team does something in the first quarter to try to set people up. We're the worst scoring team in the league, though, in the first quarter.
We've shown we can do that. All right, we won 8 straight games by decoding the defense or whatever. Can they now just show me against Carolina that they can score quickly?
I just like how everybody gets mad when it doesn't happen.
Well, because we're looking ahead, and we don't want this to be the fatal flaw.
Right.
We want to fix this now.
We're not complacent. We're not being complacent. It's just like
Hugh. You're saying it's okay to not do it against the Carolina Panthers.
I'm not.
This is the homecoming game. This is get right. This is 14 in the first quarter.
Bam, 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 bam. Bah, dun, dun.
Sounds like the kind of music you get pumped up to go out there and drop 14 in the first quarter and this early on Sunday.
I thought you were about to say 40. Drop 40.
Well, that's not. I mean, we've averaged 1.4 points a game in the first quarter. Can we? I'm just trying to start with 2 touchdowns and we'll go from there.
A 40-point game against Carolina would be nice to see too.
Of course. Well, you know how you get to 40? You start
early.
You start with 10 or 14 in the first frame, Hugh.
Well, I know. To your point, Green Bay didn't start out fast. But they were still at the end towards the end.
But they lost.
Yeah, I lost on the field.
No, but Hugh, wait a second.
Jordan Love thought that he was going to have at least 52. I thought he was going to at least have at least 48 seconds on the clock to work
some
magic.
Well, Dan Campbell said no.
He was like, no,
we're going for this. So you're right that they scored 30, right? Their slow start didn't stop. But to beat the Lions, you need to have 34 or 37 on the board. And if you, it's just the way I view it is this. If the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, and they have a lot of elements right now that says they can win the Super Bowl with the way the run game is, the O-line, the defense, Jalen not turning the ball over. But eventually there's going to be a game, and it might be the title game against the Lions, because I think that's who we'll see. We're going to have to get to 31 and 34 or 37. And I just, to get there with scoring one in the first quarter feels like a challenge. How about we score more in the first quarter? That's what I need to see Sunday.
And you know what's funny? I understand what you're saying, but I feel like the team that we're seeing now is not going to be the team that's going to be in the playoffs. So it changes.
But when does it change? It's week 14, and we don't score in the first quarter.
You got to be patient, Grasshopper.
Patient? Joe, no, this is the week.
Look how long it took us to get to the point that we're at. This is not. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Oh, stop. They've had 14 weeks to score touchdowns in the first quarter.
I'm being real. Being honest.
All right. Do you eventually get to a point where you just wonder if they don't have the goods in the first quarter? Like, they don't have the...
I don't think that way.
Well, their script doesn't look right. Like, obviously, they have the goods talent-wise and coaching-wise the rest of the game. Look at their numbers, second, third, fourth quarter. They have the goods to score. We know that. We've seen it. But something's off in the first quarter.
Let me put it to you this way. I don't feel like they are as disjointed as I once did early in the season. I don't feel the same way.
But why aren't they scoring?
That is a question that I feel like, and I try to answer for you. I think that they're the filling out process. And I think certain things, they want to try to see if they'll pop. And, you know, they don't. Then they have to go back to the things that they like to do. Or they're setting up certain things. They want to see how they're going to react. Defenses are going to react to what they're doing. It's a myriad of different things mm-hmm. that could potentially be why they don't get off to a fast start.
Well, that's true. 215-592-9494. And maybe they're holding stuff back for the second half. Also, maybe opposing defense have started to pick up, because the Eagles' formula has gotten pretty clear, right? Over the last 2 months, they run the football a lot. They don't throw it as much. They have a formula. It has worked for them. But maybe defense is starting to kind of key on what the Eagles are doing, and it makes it a little more challenging early. Let's hear from Lane Johnson earlier this week. I thought this was interesting because typically, when you hear this, a team is struggling. The Eagles are not struggling. But yet, Lane said this. Listen to Lane after the game talking about what the Ravens were doing to them in terms of knowing their place.
You know, when we play teams like this, every possession counts. I think we try to emphasize communication. And, like, you know, eventually, if you stay consistent run game, a big play is going to happen, which it did. But, you know, it wasn't pretty. I thought they were pretty stout defense. They got Roquan Smith, you know, calling out lots of plays.
Not Stevie,
you know,
in the background.
So, you know, for me, like, seeing linebacker doing that, that was like, since Steve Keekley, he's probably the guy calling out the most stuff. So, very smart player, instinctive player. You know, that's why he got so much success.
All right, Hugh, what do you make of that? How often do you think that happens? Because that was interesting to me. So he was saying Roquan Smith was calling out their plays. He gave him credit. He said he's a special player, right? Very smart player. Is that a concern for you? Or does that happen more often than
we think? No, it happens a lot, man. Okay. Like,
so, like, how does it work? Like, a linebacker like keys it and calls, like, is Roquan calling their player saying, like, giving his other guys a tell, like, it's probably this? Like, what does that mean?
Well, yeah, that's what good linebackers do. You just made me have a flashback of when Trot used to say that, and especially on run pass downs. And I've told the story plenty of times of how Trot used to be like, yo, if you listen to me on first and second down, I'll tell you when they're going to throw the ball. Mm. And that's what good linebackers do. Now, it's on the team to go out and execute to stop those plays, but that's not uncommon. When people say that, and I hear it, they say it and make it sound like it's egregious. I think that's a smart linebacker.
Okay.
I think that when you talk about guys like London Fletcher, Ray Lewis, that's what made them so good, because they knew where they fit in the defense and they were able to execute. Like, it's one thing to know. Like, everybody and their mama know, for example. They know we're running a football. They put 8 men in the box. They still haven't been able to stop it. Now, you know, on certain key downs, Saquon Barkley's going to get the ball. Mm. You know that. You don't know. You might not know exactly where he's going to get it, but you know he's getting the ball.
Of course.
And you can't stop it. It's the difference between knowing and executing.
See, what's interesting to me is early in the game, teams are, I wouldn't say stopping it, but they're containing it, right? And then mm-hmm. as the game goes on, maybe it doesn't matter if they know because we're just wearing them down. Because like look at Saquon's numbers the first three quarters on Sunday. It wasn't it was blah. And, but then the fourth quarter, he's gone.
And then to put it in perspective, because last year this was a big thing. And it was egregious, and I get that. But it's one of those things that it still lands into that, hey, it's one thing to know and one thing to execute. When San Fran came here, and everybody was upset because it was like, oh, everybody know their plays, they know what they're doing. Yeah, they do. And they stopped it. That's the difference. They were able to stop it.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody know certain formations, certain formations you know, like our run formations and pass formations, you know that. I mean, that's just – what it is, you might even know, if you're a good enough linebacker, you even know the blocking scheme. But it's still about that execution. If that helps people out, you still have to be able to stop that play. So, when I hear people say, oh, well, Roquan knew the plays, yeah, you know the plays, but can you stop it?
So, they didn't shut them down. Obviously, the Eagles won the game. It was the Eagles' worst offensive performance, though, in a while, right? They only had 200-something yards in the game after a lot of weeks of 400-plus yards. They were more contained on Sunday.
And the Ravens have a bad passing defense.
Yeah. Yep.
We did not light them up in their secondary. And, I mean, we haven't really lit anyone up that way all year. But, you know, it's worth noting. Like, this will be something we go back to, sort of like the Bosa thing, saying the blueprint's out on Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Like, if the offense sort of starts trending downwards, we'll know exactly where to look back at.
Well, no question. Especially as we get to see Tomlin next week, Dan Quinn for a second time. You know, they'll see some good defensive minds. Then not this Sunday. I mean, the Panthers defense thinks. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we have to remind you, at some point today, just like yesterday and the day before, you will hear this.
It's here's Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
And when you hear that sounder coming up at some point in the show today, you will call in and you will have a chance to play and find out what's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking, brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniels. Incredible qualifying prize set, and of course, for the grand prize as well. We'll tell you all about that as we get throughout the show. When you hear that sounder next in the show, that is your cue to call. All right, let's get back to all your phone calls here on the scoring in the first quarter. Do you need to see it this week? Like, no one's concerned about the game. At least I don't think anyone thinks the Panthers have a real... I wouldn't imagine anyone here...
I got my eye on Hugh, though.
...thinks the Panthers have a real chance to win the game, but...
I see where this is going. This is not fair.
Hughes Panthers.
This is not fair.
But I think 99.9% of us believe the Eagles are going to win this game on Sunday, no question. What I need, not just a win, that's a guarantee. I need first quarter points. 1.4 points per game in the first quarter, not good enough. Last night, the Packers, I thought, lost the game in the first quarter, giving away three straight possessions. You need to score earlier. Do you need points in the first quarter? Or, win's a win. No big deal. Jake and Delco's up. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Jake?
Hey, real quick. Yesterday, TK said I might have been, if you're listening, TK, I was not intimidated by Kyle. My wife was calling on the other line, and
it's a likely story, bud.
Jake, I believe you. Jake, I totally believe you. No one's intimidated by Kyle. Come on now.
Me think he doth protest, huh? So, Hugh, is what you're saying is that a fast start is a luxury, not a necessity?
I see what's happening here, Jake, I don't like it. I don't like
it. But he might be right. You might
no,
think this.
No, I don't like it. This is not Attack Hugh Friday. This is not what this is going to be.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I gave you flowers yesterday, man.
Well, he just asked you a question.
But, Jake, no, I just feel like I think as fans, we put these lofty expectations. Like, we got to see it. I'm not going to be satisfied unless I see this or this. Man, they just need to win at this point.
Against the Panthers?
They need to win. Yeah. Panthers are a dangerous team coming in, Joe. They're a dangerous team.
They're 13.5
points. I don't care. They're a dangerous team. You can't. We are in a position.
Hughes
this is what
Panthers.
I'm trying to get
Unreal.
You people to understand.
Oh, wow. At 10:41, yes. You people us?
I'm trying to get you people to understand. We are in a position right now where we can't afford to overlook anybody.
Well, that's why I want to score early.
But still, I just want to win. Like, you want style. Like, Joe, you want style points.
First quarter style points.
But there's style points.
We are not
a
win as a winning the Carolina Panthers.
No, we are. We're a win as a win, everybody. That's what we're doing right now. You see, you want style points.
Yeah, we've grown beyond this.
This is not college football. This is the NFL.
Right, in the NFL, you don't score in the first quarter, you're going to lose to good teams.
We want the W. That's it. I don't care how it's gotten. Long as it's not one of those heart palpitation games where, you know, the Carolina Panthers come down and they score twice and then we have to get back again. I don't need to see that. I don't think that's going to happen.
Jake, Hugh just long talked you through. It is a luxury, not a necessity.
I'm not having any palpitations about this game, but I do remember one name, Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor.
Or Tyler.
Yeah, you're right. Two years ago when the Eagles were undefeated.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Joe, you keep saying that it's inevitable that there will come a time that we're going to need to score 35 points to win a game. And I don't think that's necessarily true. We keep saying that. Like each team, oh, the Rams, oh, the Ravens. But every time our defense is just incredible. There's a chance that our defense could keep doing this all year and we won't need to win a shootout.
You might be right, Jake. And every week that we get more evidence to what you're saying is another piece of evidence that maybe it is. I mean, Jake, a couple days ago, it kind of hit me how similar the Eagles are to the Russell Wilson Super Bowl Seahawks team. And that Legion of Boom defense, they never had the game that I'm concerned about, right? Like, they just kept winning with defense, and the Seahawks offense only had to put up, you know, 21, 23, and it worked, and they ran the ball. So, Jake, you might be right. It might never happen. I do think if we have to go to Detroit on that fast track in the title game, that might be the spot where we got to get to 30 or 31 or what, you know, whatever the number is. But maybe you're right. Maybe they don't have to.
I think I might be, man. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, I hope you're right, because that'll make it easier, Jake, and we appreciate the phone call. That'll make the whole thing easier if they don't have to. But I just think the 1.4 points a game in the first quarter, it's just something usually it's a big deal, right? Like, look at the teams that are at the bottom of the NFL and scoring in the first quarter. They're not good teams. Mm-hmm. We've overcome that all year because we wear teams down, the run game, the defense, and maybe it keeps working. Wouldn't you like to put that last piece of the puzzle in and say, look, we checked
every box? I would like that to be the case. Don't get me wrong. I would like that to be the case. But it's not a necessity for me.
It is a luxury.
Okay, since we're doing that, it is a luxury.
There it is. We're back.
It's not. I want to see executing. I want to see some proper execution. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind trying to get other people involved so that there will be, you know, an element of surprise there, because you like last night in that game last night, that's kind of what I saw. The fact that when you look at the box score for the Detroit Lions last night, their leading receiver Jameson Williams?
Yep.
He was their leading receiver. That's a new wrinkle in their offense. Amara St. Brown didn't really get involved
until the last drive.
Until the last drive of that game last night. So it's one of those things where this is the time of the year where the more people you could probably get involved in the scoring options that you have, like Dallas Goedert last week for us. You know, I know he's been a part of it early on, but still, you get where I'm going. I think that's good for a squad. So it's not zero sum for me this weekend, even though we're playing against the Carolina Panthers.
I guess when I look at the Panthers game, right, they're not a good team. Whether or not you think, you know, you have to respect every opponent, the Eagles are 13.5-point favorites. But this is, of all the weeks, doesn't this feel like the one to score in the first quarter? They're at the bottom of the NFL in first quarter defense. They're not a good team. The game is here. Like, this feels like
that's
a week.
That's what the stats say.
Well, that's what it is.
But let me tell you. No, you're right. But in their mind, this is a measuring stick game. Like, you got to remember, I've been a part of these. I've been on that 3-13 train. I've been on that 1-16 train. What is it? 1-15? 1-16?
Yeah.
Whatever.
If they gave you one more game, you guys would have lost it.
Yeah. So I understand the mindset, especially going against a team that's in the position that the Eagles are in. The Carolina Panthers are coming in here knowing that the Eagles have to get this game.
Of course.
If they want to stay in stride with the Detroit Lions, especially after what we saw last night. So they're trying to play spoiler. Hmm. And their young quarterback is coming. Like, think about it. This is the stuff that I think about because y'all don't. And he's coming back to the city where the dude played in that took his girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
What? You don't think that's a motivating factor?
What's he going to do about it?
He's going to beat the team that his girlfriend was sitting watching with the dude that stole his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to try to come beat him.
He's going to pick the Panthers.
What? He's going to try to beat him.
Hughes Panthers. This is...
First of all.
Wow.
We're not doing this today. Y'all trying to take everything that I say and twist it. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
I was supposed to be afraid of Bryce Young because Maxie took his girl?
Yes.
No.
You should never underestimate anybody. Now, that's all I'm saying.
I will say Bryce has, the last 4 weeks, looked like an NFL quarterback for the first time in 2 years. He has. He's looked better. And then he
was distraught. Like, dog, y'all see, this is the type of stuff y'all don't pick up on. I see everything, man. Did y'all see when they cut to her, when Tyrese Maxey was in the building, he's smiling stuff? She trying to hide because she knew she was up to no good. She knew she was in the wrong. She trying to hide her face because she's like, damn, I ain't broke up with this dude yet, and he about to see me on national TV, sit with Tyrese. And then
she wanted to be with an all-star.
Then he,
if Mike Tyson in his prime took my girlfriend, That does nothing for me stepping in the ring against them.
That's different.
No, Eagles. We're the Mike Tyson in his prime, and the Panthers are me.
You should never go into a game thinking about it like that. You should never do that. We need to stay focused, man, and that's all I'm saying.
I need to blow out, Bryce and I need 14 the first
quarter. Bryce Young got a lot to play for.
His career.
Well, and the fact that he coming to the city to his girlfriend probably.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
These are the intangibles that you don't think about.
This is, I would say, the most plant based you've been in about months.
Oh my goodness,
it's remarkable.
It really is.
Let's hear from a guy who's not plant based. At least I don't think he is. Jordan Mailata, his take on the slow starts first quarter and maybe what's going on with the offense.
You all.
Yeah, I would say they did a really good job of playing the three tech into the guard more, so we couldn't hit our double teams, our combo blocks, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
The three technique would hide his hip, hide his shoulder, so I had nothing to surface or hit. Now, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, I had nothing to surface or hit, and we couldn't really get or be as dominant as we could the first quarter, just trying to see how they were playing, and they were playing a lot more into the guards than we initially thought, and it was extremely frustrating, especially for a team that loves to work on double teams. We pride ourselves on that. We pride ourselves on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals of football, if you can execute a perfect double block, whatever you call it.
That was a bird.
That's how you can dominate the line of scrimmage, and they were making it hard for us to execute those blocks just by how the three techs were playing.
So my lot of talking there about what the Ravens did this past Sunday early in the game. That was real football guy stuff right there. Three techniques and diving inside. He really laid it. He had the dog in the background barking. But obviously the Ravens did something different early. It took them a while to figure it out. And that's okay. Every team's going to do something different. This is the week to start moving this first quarter thing forward. This team's going to win on Sunday. Unlike some people here, I'm not plant-based about the Panthers game. They're going to win this game. It's a matter of, though, I need to see some points the first quarter. Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Big V, what's up today?
Q, I didn't know it was on the calendar today that everybody talks smack to you.
Dude, it definitely feels like on Friday. It gets a lot worse.
Well, because you're mostly plant-based on Friday.
Is that what it is?
No. Hugh, you just call it like you see it. Hugh, don't get me wrong. You know I love you.
But.
You got some stuff with you, defense is a luxury.
you got some baggage.
No, that's Big V. You got to explain it when you say you got some stuff with you. That's your family. Like, dog. I love you, but you got some stuff with you.
Yeah,
is that kind of like you got baggage?
You know, you ain't right in the head.
Yeah, well, when you say defense is a luxury,
Big V. I rode that tape for 2 years, man, so I feel pretty good about it.
Came in here wrong every day and then smiled about it.
That take had legs. I know y'all don't want to admit it, but that take had legs.
It did not.
That take had legs.
That take has been shot on the hill and rolled down to the bottom, and you keep resurrecting it.
5 weeks. I got 5 weeks. Got 5 weeks.
However, I do agree with you, Hugh. One, we should never, never underestimate anybody.
Oh, come on.
Two, second thing is this. The Eagles have been a slow start for how many games now?
All of them.
All of them.
And how many have we won?
Most of them.
Okay, so what's your problem?
Big V, if I cross the street with my eyes closed 12 times and I get across, should I do it a 13th time? Is this smart? Is this good?
There's a big difference between you, you know, being stupid and just playing your, you know.
Well, no, but it's not the smartest way to do things. It's not the best way to approach the situation.
Well, that's not the smartest analogy to use.
Well, I'm just trying to get you to see my point here. It's good. Eventually, it could be a problem. Don't you agree with that?
Well, like you said, close your eyes. You see your point?
Uh-huh.
I don't. Okay. So
you get a little snippy on this Friday.
Big V, do you think it hurt the Packers last night? They didn't score the first three possessions of the game?
But let's look at what happens.
I do.
One is that
I see what I'm talking about. It hurt them last night. They lost.
One is that I like the way that they're playing because, like all professional teams, they are professional teams. They do a lot of research and study on the Eagles. So they look at what's going to neutralize them. We take our time during that first quarter or, you know, time period to see what they're doing, and we adjust to win. It's not about, you know, scoring first. It's about scoring the most. It's about the win. And every time that people think that they got us down, we show them who we are. We're right now on the cusp of having the all-time rushing in a single season.
I know, and it's
broken. Awesome,
Big V. And we got, and you know what? And the best way to do it Sunday is to run all over them in the first quarter, Big V. We appreciate the funk. All right, you're